Awkward.
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 And how do you say awkward?
How do you say what?
Awkward.
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 Must stay al final. Awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward moment. Prepare and deliver. Hello, my name is Begoña Salcedo. I'm gonna give my 2 cents on the topic of embarrassing situation.
An embarrassing situation.
An embarrassing situation in my life. To start with, I'm going to explain the outcomes of your actions.
Resultado, como your resultado?
Ah, como, how go out. How?
I'm going to explain how I got out.
Got out.
Or how I escaped.
Escape.
Or I'm going to explain the outcome of the story.
And the outcome would be that the final.
The final doesn't exist. We say
the end.
The end of the story, the result.
The result of the end of the history.
The history, no.
Story. Right, and that's upon your exposition. To start with, I'm going to speak about. At this moment I don't remember an embarrassing situation, but I'm going to try to think about a story that probably a friend told me a few time ago.
Some time ago.
Some time, not few.
Few es contable. Okay, so.
A little time ago, no.
A little time ago.
A little time ago. No.
We don't say that. This is like a fixed expression. Okay,
Some time ago.
Yeah. A friend told me a short time ago. Short time ago. Some time ago.
Some people think when you have an embarrassing situation, everybody
singular
darse cuenta.
Everybody realizes
you are in on that situation.
In that situation.
But I think sometimes you are the only person that you know. You are in that situation, and probably people who are looking at you, they don't know that you are very nervous or you have a problem with something. For example, imagine when you are teaching or doing a exposition and there are a lot of people listening to you. Probably you imagine if you have your clothes broken, probably.
Imagine if your clothes broken. No, clothes don't break. Your clothes can rip, or your clothes can be torn. So to rip or to tear.
Or you have a hole in your clothes.
What we say is you have a wardrobe malfunction.
malfunction. A wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. So if we, if we look at images very quickly of wardrobe malfunction, we'll probably see women with their skirts. So a wardrobe malfunction.
But do you use for say something broken?
No, if something breaks, it's more something that's solid.
Uh-huh.
Your I broke my clothes. No, so we would say I tore my clothes.
I tore
my clothes.
Tear.
Yeah, tear is the present simple.
Tear.
Tear, tore, torn, rip, ripped, ripped.
I turn my imagine if you have your clothes turned torn.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you will be all the time thinking about you have a hole in your clothes, but probably nobody realize about that.
Realizes,
and they will be probably listen at you.
Looking at you.
Looking at you. Listen to you.
Listening to you.
Because you are speaking. You are teaching, or you are.
Okay. While you're teaching. Okay.
Probably they are listening to you.
Good.
They don't know that you have problems with your clothes. So I think a better solution when you have an embarrassing situation is to continue doing your activity as if you are okay.
That, for example, that's a wardrobe malfunction. Okay.
Wardrobe malfunction.
That's a wardrobe malfunction. Okay.
So it is better not to do a different to transmit with your face your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You have to continue acting because that's probably the solution to pass that situation. And to change the situation, according to those kinds of things, for example, we have the typical situation when your seat is open.
Good.
And sometimes a person goes near from you. Goes near you, and silent in a silent voice, probably she will say to
mujeres solo.
That person
will say she will say, not that person, or they will say
they will say in a silent voice that you have a problem if you don't close your zip,
that you have to
open.
You could say to open your zip or to undo your zip.
Undo.
Deshacer.
Undo your
zip.
And in fact, we have a lot of problems with some situations when we change the name of a person that we don't know exactly who are him.
No.
Who are them?
No. So when
One second.
So generally we would say this in this way. We would say to get someone's name wrong. Equivocarse del nombre de alguien. Okay. But the way that you said it is a bit strange. So we would say maybe when you say, well, how did you say it?
Because we don't know very well who is that person.
Who that person is.
Who that person is.
Estás diciendo, who is that person? No estás preguntando directamente. Who is that person? No, we don't know who that person is.
Who that person is.
Yeah. So sometimes we say a different name when we don't know. Ya no estoy empezando. We don't know who that person is.
When we don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
And sometimes we confuse two persons.
Two people.
Two people. Two people. And started to speak, or
we start to speak.
We start to speak. As if that person. Like that person is another person, different. Finally that person said to you.
Explains to you.
Sorry, I'm not that person you think I am.
Yes, or I'm not the person you're speaking about. So, for example, I can say, Begonia, you know, how are you enjoying your new job in Decathlon? And then you'll be like, I'm working as a civil servant now. Or you come back from holiday, and I say to you, Begonia, how was your holiday in Morocco? And you went
to Germany or something.
So that can be a bit embarrassing, but there's a lot of information to remember. The word embarrassing would be nice in this monologue. Awkward as well.
Awkward.
Yeah.
An awkward moment.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Very nice vocabulary, awkward.